Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, you know how we do it real quick. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I'm excited. If you can't tell, I am excited to be here tonight. I'm glad that you all are joining the show, that you are listening all around the world. Whether you are in Canada, whether you are in Japan, whether you are in the Philippines or Vietnam, or whether you're in Spain or Mexico, Great Britain, guys, I don't know. TMG has spread like wildfire across the globe, and I am so glad that you all are causing this to happen. Whether this is your first time tuning in, your first time hearing my voice, thank you so much for listening to the show. And maybe, just maybe, you're tuning in and saying, Travis, man, I've been listening to the show for the 3 years you've been streaming. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here, man. I'm excited, man. This show is going to be another fantastic show. I can't wait to get started. We got some things we're going to get out of the way, but I got to get through this show. It's going to be really good. Thank you. If you're listening right now or tuning in, streaming in on Facebook, or you're tuning in on X or LinkedIn or YouTube, or wherever you're listening, or right now on Spotify, or whether you're listening on Pandora or Apple Podcasts, thank you for listening to the show. Guys, everybody that's been listening to this show, everybody's listening to the show. This show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people, like with you and with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show, guys, drop us an email. That's TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. He said, well, Travis, I know someone that has an inspiring story, but I don't want to come on a show. That's fine. Drop us an email. Send us their information, and we will reach out to them to the email address, TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. See, there you go. You don't have to come on the show with your little camera shot. Guys, I'm going to play some information for my affiliate sponsors. As you know, the holiday seasons are coming up, and you might want to know where you can go to get that perfect gift for someone. I'm going to play some information from our affiliate sponsors. I want you to take it to heart. Use that special information that you will later see in the chat and that I will play in a few moments to go ahead and shop. I appreciate the support that you do when you use those links to help support the show. Guys, let me go ahead and get out the way and play that information so we get back and get started into the show.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN, for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today.
There it is, guys. Please visit one of our online sponsors. I know the holidays are rapidly approaching, and someone may say, I don't know where I can go to get a good deal. I don't know where I can go in order to, buy my loved one that special gift that I was thinking about getting them. But guys, there you go. The information's right there in chat. You can do that and do that. Guys, today's episode topic, we're going to dive in. And today's episode topic, guys, if you did not get a chance to catch today's episode topic, it's called Clear the Table. Yeah, today's episode, guys, is entitled Clear the Table. Now, I don't know if you have thought about this or not, but guys, in a very few short weeks, we will be celebrating, ushering in a new year. Yeah. In a very few short weeks, we'll be doing things like this. There'll be fireworks going off. There'll be some people shoot guns off in the air. But then the apple will drop or the peach or whatever. But in a very few short weeks, guys, we will be saying to each other, Happy New Year! Right? I mean, have you really thought about that? I just thought about that when I was preparing for this show, for this episode, that in a very few short weeks, the new year will be here. It will be the year 2024. Can you imagine that? Wrap your head around that. It seemed like this year came and went so fast. Like, where in the world did the year go? Like, here we are already at the cusp of a brand new year. And as the new year is, and as the year's end kind of comes around and approaches, we kind of, a lot of times, we reflect and think about all the things we have experienced this year. I know I do. As the year kind of rolls around, is now that it's December, and we kind of begin to roll around, think about, man, where did this year go? And we start to think about all the things we may have experienced in this year. We start thinking about all the things. We think about the moments we was up and the moments we were down. We think about the anxious moments that was anxious, those moments that we look to avoid, and the ones that we couldn't wait to share. Yeah, there were some moments in this year that we couldn't wait to share with people. We had some good news that we couldn't wait to share. There were some moments that we felt excited about, and we said, I got to tell this person. Or I got to text this person and let them know. So there were some good things that happened in this year. There were some anxious moments, some moments that left us feeling kind of anxious and with some anxiety. There were some moments that we thought about and reflected on. And even as I'm talking now, some of those things may be going through your mind, some of those anxious moments and some of those good moments you couldn't wait to share, some of those good experiences, those moments that we wanted to avoid and those ones we couldn't get around. This year has revealed moments worth celebrating, and some, to be honest with you, some we would just rather forget. Is there any honest people listening that there were some moments this year that you just rather forget. I mean, no matter what it was, no matter what it is, there were some things this year that you'd rather forget. You don't want anybody to bring it back up. You don't want anybody to talk to you about it. Now, some people try to text you about things that you'd rather forget, and you text them back like, why? Or you just text them an emoji face looking like, why are you bringing it? I mean, there are so many different things that can happen throughout the course of a year. Good things, bad things, up moments, so many things. And man, if we think about it, man, a year, a lot could just happen in a year's time. A few weeks from now, we will be saying Happy New Year. And if we think about it, man, so much can happen throughout the course of an entire year. And when I thought about a year, I began to think about what makes up a year, right? What makes up a year? And that equals to like 12 months. 12 months are in a year. Get this, guys. There are 365 days are in a year. We know there are 365 days in 1 year. I'm going somewhere with this. 8,760 hours are in 1 year. Follow me right here, guys. 525,609 minutes are in 1 year. But get this, guys. That's 31,536,000 seconds are in 1 year. This is the amount of time we spend in an entire year. And I get it. I know we probably don't think of a year in terms of months, days, hours, and seconds. I know we probably don't consider the amount of months, days, hours, minutes, and seconds that we spend in an entire year. And it really doesn't seem like it lasts that long, because to me, I think usually after July kind of comes and goes, the rest of the year seems to snowball down the hill. The rest of the year just seems to go by so fast. After July comes and goes, the rest of the year seems to go by so rapidly, seems to go by so quickly. It seems like nothing else even matters. It's all a blur. Once July hits, everything else is just kind of zooms by. But this is the amount of time that we spend in an entire year. One moment it's here, and before you know it, it's Happy New Year, it's over. And at each one of these moments, the 365 days, the 8,760 hours, the 525,609 minutes, the almost 32 million seconds, at each one of these moments, something was happening in our lives. Yeah, every month, something was happening. Every day, something was happening. Every minute, something was happening. Every second, something was happening in our lives. At each one of these moments, something was happening. Either somebody texted you and something was happening. Either you got a phone call, something was happening. Either you got an email, something was happening. Either someone found a job, they lost the job, we lost a loved one, we lost a friend, we gained some friends, we lost some friends, we got a new job, started a new career, we had an attitude, lost attitude, gained some weight, lost some weight, got a habit, try to lose a habit, something was happening in each one of these moments. In each one of these moments, something was happening. Either we got a promotion or we heard about one. We either heard good news or we made good news. And each one of these moments represents and is an opportunity for something to happen in our lives. We go from months to days and from days to hours and from hours to seconds. Guys, what I'm saying is life within a year can take us from moment to moment. And we have to be careful how we handle each moment, because included in each year are moment-to-moment decisions that can change our lives. Yeah, at any moment, at any one of those moments, we could have made decisions that will change our lives either for the good or for the bad, either for the positive or the negative. But in each year, in each one of these moments, contains is the opportunity for a moment-to-moment decision that would change our lives. We may not look at it that way. We may not think about it in those terms. But in every year, from months to days, from days to hours, from hours to seconds, we live our lives from moment to moment, and we must be careful how we handle the moment. We got to be careful how we choose to handle the next moment, not the next hour, but the next moment, not the next day, but the next moment. I can't get to days and hours and overlook how I spend the next few seconds. The next moment depends. My life depends on the next moment that I handle. Our lives depend on how we handle the next moment. We go from days to hours and hours to seconds. We must be careful how we handle the moment, because included in each year are moment-to-moment decisions that could change our lives. This year brought new opportunities to some of us. Come on, we know it may not have brought all the opportunities wanted, but this year may have brought new opportunities to some of us. New things to talk about, new things to share. And you know it did, because some of us are posting new things on social media. Hey, man, I got a new job. Hey, man, I got a new car. Hey, this. We post it, and we post these new moments on social media. This year has brought new opportunities to some of us. This year, some had to learn to be happy in an unfamiliar place. It's not where you want it to be. Everything didn't look like what you were used to it. But you're learning to be happy in an unfamiliar place. It's not what everybody taught you. It's not what you thought it was going to be. But you're learning to be happy in an unfamiliar place. And so we learn to be happy in an unfamiliar place. Be careful how we handle our next moment, because the moment can change, and we are never guaranteed that the next moment will be the same as the last moment. And what was offered in the last moment, we are not guaranteed it will even be considered in the next moment. So we have to be careful how we handle things moment to moment. Guys, I'm going to play the last of the information from our affiliate sponsors, and we're going to dive in and finish this. I know you like this. Don't go away. I will be back very, very shortly, moment to moment.
I Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. Please use the special links in chat. Or I know you may not be, if you're driving, you can't see the chat. But, guys, use those special links. Guys, we were talking on today's episode, guys, entitled Clear the Table. And we're talking about this year, how quickly it has gone by, and how a year is broken down into days, months, and days, and minutes, and seconds, and how things really, guys, if we look at it, there are moment-to-moment decisions that we can make that can change our lives all throughout the course of a year. Man, a year, comes and goes rather quickly. It does, man. I mean, it does. It comes and goes rather quickly. When it leaves, and I don't know if we ever thought about this, but when a year leaves, it just doesn't leave. It just doesn't, the clock doesn't just click over. It's not now January 1st. But when that year leaves, it just doesn't leave empty-handed. Let me help you out. A year never leaves empty-handed. It always leaves with something. A year always leaves with something. The year never ends empty-handed. I know, you never thought about it. I didn't either. I was prepared for this episode, and I realized that each time a year passes, it never leaves empty-handed. And when it leaves, it takes with it. It takes everything in that year with it. Even if you're in the part of the world where they have the rainy season, when that new year comes, that rain ends. It ends. It always leaves with something. It doesn't leave empty-handed. It always takes something with it. The year always takes something with it. It takes everything in that year with it. Every sunshine, it takes with it. Every moonlight, it takes with it. It takes everything with it. It takes opportunities. It takes dreams, because somebody in that year had a dream that did not get fulfilled. And that year is taking that dream with it. In that year, somebody had some hopes that weren't fulfilled. And that year is taking it with it. It never leaves empty-handed. The year always takes something with it. It takes opportunities. It takes dreams. It takes hopes. It takes with it the songs we didn't get to hear the birds sing, because maybe we were so busy. We were so busy, and our schedule had us so hectic, and maybe we were so anxious, some of those anxious moments that I mentioned. Maybe we had some things that are happening in our lives, and we never stopped to hear the singing of the birds. Maybe we was in such distress that we didn't stop to see the flowers on the side of the road blooming. Maybe we was in such distress that we didn't stop to see how beautiful the skies were. Whatever we did not get a chance to see or enjoy or experience, the year will take that with it. It never leaves empty-handed. It takes opportunities and dreams and hopes. It takes with it the songs we didn't get to hear. The bird sings. When it leaves, it takes with it the overlooked sound of children laughing. When it leaves, it takes with it missed conversations and unanswered text messages. Some of us have text messages on our devices that we never answered that someone sent us. I know, I get it. Trust me, man, I get it. We have text messages from friends or family or people we fell out with during out the year. We have unanswered text messages, or as we call them, receipts. We still got those receipts on our phones that we never answered or replied to. But when I was preparing for this episode, I had to kind of look at myself kind of deeply, and I had to ask myself this question, and I stood in the mirror and I asked myself a question that I'm going to ask you. And whether you hold your phone up and look at it like you're taking a selfie, or you stand in the mirror like I did, but I'm going to ask a question that I had to ask. Out of all the things that I had in this year, out of all the things that came in this year, every opportunity, every chance, everything, of all the things that came in this year that I thought was good, that I enjoyed, new experiences, whether they were good or bad, whether there were things that came in this year, of all the things that came in this year, I still had to stop and ask myself this question just to make sure, and I looked at it. This is the question I want to ask everyone, and maybe ask you to do this yourself as well. So I was looking at all the things that happened in this year that were good, and I asked this question to everybody. Is there something that we're leaving behind in this year? Yeah, I know we heard some birds singing. I know we took the time to smell the roses, but what are you leaving behind in this year? The year can bring opportunities. It can bring new friendships and lasting relationships that you may have embraced. But are there some opportunities that we did not take advantage of? Were there some good times and some good moments that we could have experienced? Were there some new friendships and some new relationships that we did not reach out to? What are we leaving behind in this year? Because remember, when a year ends, it never leaves empty-handed. What is the year about to take of yours that you need? What are you leaving behind in this year? What are you leaving behind unfinished in this year? Is there some idea, some hope? Is there something you wanted to see accomplished? Maybe you wanted to build better relationships and more valuable, lasting friendships. Maybe you said you're done with dealing with toxic people, and you're not going to deal with toxic people, but the opportunity to set up new relationships and different types of ones, are we leaving that in this year? What are we leaving behind in this year. Or maybe what some of us were hoping to do were to sever the ties of toxic relationships. Or maybe this was your year. You were supposed to finally change a habit or go on the diet that you said. Or maybe this was the year you say, I'm going to start focusing more on my mental health. This is the year. Man, what are we leaving behind in this year? Because when the year ends, it's going to take it with it. What new opportunity did we leave behind in this year? What is it that we said we would start and we never finished? What are we leaving unfinished in this year? What dream did it get started? What are we leaving behind? What storm? And I know there were some good things that happened to you, some good things that happened to us, and some bad things that happened to us. That's called life. That's what that is. That's called life. I don't care how good you are, the good and the bad is going to happen. You ever heard that old saying, it rains on the just as well as the unjust? Yeah, so good things and some bad things will happen. So my question is, sometimes we don't finish some things because we're focused on the storms that life will bring us. So let me ask this question. What storm kept you inside? You know how when it's raining really hard, and you say, oh, I'm not going outside because it's raining really hard. Now, there could be sprinkling, just a little light rain, and we'll run outside to the mailbox, and we'll go outside and get something. But if it's raining really hard, and something we wanted was in the mailbox, or something is outside, we will say, I'm not going outside. It's raining too hard. I'm not going outside. It's raining too much. I don't want to get that wet from all the rain. I'll wait until the rain stops. That's what we say. Or I'll wait until it slacks up. What kept you inside? What rain made you stay inside? What storm made you leave your dream behind? What storm made you say, I'm going to wait until I feel better? I'm going to wait until things get better. What storm made you leave your dream outside? What storm made you leave your dream behind? Guys, here's what I've learned about storms. Here's what I've learned about rain. And I got this because my grandmother used to have a garden. She used to have a garden. And she used to plant seeds. And I would see her break the ground up. And, you know, and you have to break the ground so it could get the seed in it. And I would see her water the ground. I said, Big Mama, what are you doing? Why are you watering the ground? There's no seeds in it yet. And she said, I'm not watering the ground, Travis. She said, I'm preparing the soil to receive the seed. She said, I'm preparing the soil to receive the seed. What we have to understand about our storms is this. Each storm softens the ground for the seeds we hope to plant. Our dreams and hopes are just seeds. And the storms soften the ground. So what we want to plant, so we can plant what we want. Our storms softens the ground, so what we want to plant can be planted deep enough to take root. My grandmother would soften the ground so that when she planted something, it would take root. I don't know about...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, you. I don't want another dream that just comes and goes. I don't want another thing that I'm looking for to just come and go. I want some things to take root in my life. There are some people who are listening that want some things to take root in their life. What do you mean by take root, Travis? We want some things that will last for a while, that will last for a few generations, that will last from one season to the next season, because when it takes root, even when the winter comes, it's under the ground. The roots are ready to produce. So even in our tough times, what has taken root is ready to produce again. I believe there are some people listening that want some things to take root. I'm tired of just pretty words. I'm tired of just making me feel good. I need some things to take root. I think there are some people that are listening who are real and honest enough that say, I don't want it to just look good. I need some roots. Yeah, I need something that will last from generation to generation. I need something that will last from season to season. So when something is going wrong on top, the roots are still in place. I need some roots. And so the storms soften the ground. So what we plant can take root. Man, life, we live it moment to moment. What are we leaving behind in this year, like keys that get left or forgotten on a kitchen table? What are we leaving behind? What did we leave behind? What did we leave on the table? What is it that we're leaving in this year that we didn't get a chance to see? What are we leaving behind in this year that we didn't get a chance to begin? What new experiences were we too afraid to venture out and try? What different way of thinking and doing things did we leave behind as we prepare to rush into a new year? We may ask. We have to ask ourselves that question. What are we leaving behind? What are we leaving on the table? What opportunities did we leave behind? That they offer you a new opportunity because they weren't the type of people you normally would think would have a good opportunity, but you realize it was one because they want your best friend, or because at one point in time, y'all couldn't get along with one another. What opportunities? Could you not put aside what you felt, your feelings, long enough to take advantage of a good opportunity that would take root? What are we leaving behind because of our small differences? I can't connect with them because they're not of the same race. I can't connect with them because they don't speak the language I speak. I can't connect with them because they're not from the same side of town. I can't connect with them because they didn't even finish school. What opportunity are we leaving behind? What did you leave on the table? What are we leaving behind in this year that we didn't get a chance to begin? What are we leaving on the table? What unvisited moments did we not explore, either because we were too afraid or unsure of ourselves? Were the things we said we were excited about to see at the beginning of the year that now we have watched that excitement begin to fade with each passing day? What are we leaving behind? But remember, the year never leaves empty-handed. Maybe it was a job that we didn't apply for. They'll never hire me because I don't have this. They'll never even consider me. Oh, they'll never accept my idea. They will not. What are we? What are we leaving behind in this year? What are we placing in the year's hand and just say, take it with you? What are we leaving behind? Maybe it was the career change that we couldn't make, and we said, no, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep doing what I'm familiar with. I'm going to keep doing the same thing. I'm going to keep doing but I know that works for me. I'm gonna keep doing the same old thing. I'm frustrated, but I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna keep going. What is it that we have gotten so used to that we won't even consider changing? What are we leaving behind in the year? Did we leave anything on the table? Did we leave something behind? Guys, I'm not sure. I don't know about you. I grew up in a house. My grandmother raised myself, two of my sisters, and a cousin of mine. So we grew up in her house, and our grandma, we called her Big Mama. So you hear me say Big Mama, you know I'm talking about my grandmother. So guys, my grandma, and man, she was a wonderful person. Wonderful person, guys. But I don't know what life was like growing up for you in your home. But I'm not sure how things were for you guys growing up. But when I was growing up in my house, my grandmother's house, she would ask us to do certain things. You know, go wreck the yard, go clean this, or come do this, or bring me this, or go get this, or whatever. She would just ask us to do, you know, regular stuff. And when I was coming, we didn't have a remote control TV, so we were the remote controls. Oh, go turn the channel. Yeah, go change the channel. So we were the remote control. We would argue. I changed it last time. Your turn to change it. So we would. She just would ask us. And but I don't know how things like in your life when you were coming up in your household, but. My grandma would ask us to do a lot of things. Now, I understand that in today's family dynamics, we may ask our children. Yeah, she asked us to do a lot of things, and we didn't have a choice, right? She would ask us to do stuff. We just didn't have a choice in the matter. And I understand that today's family dynamics, we may ask our children who we feed. We may ask our children who we buy clothes for. They tell us the pair of shoes that they want us to buy, but yet we ask them to take out the trash, or we ask them to do a chore, or we ask them to clean their room. They tell us what they want, but yet I understand today we ask our children. I get it. Hey, Not knocking you, man. It just, we didn't have a choice when I was coming up. They told us to do it. There was no choice. And we would ask, you know, and nowadays family dynamics, we ask kids if they feel like doing something. We did not have that choice coming up. There was no decision to make. There was no democracy. But I understand the dynamics of family today looks differently, looks quite differently. And I'm sure there's those who are listening in which this may have been the case where you had a choice or where you were asked. I just know growing up, we just never had that choice. We never did. So I remember once my grandmother, she was in a hurry. She was always in a hurry going somewhere because she was always taking care of us. And so she was rushing out the house, going somewhere. And as she was going out the door, I was coming in. There's a hallway there. And she's in a hurry. And she saw me coming in. And she left something in her bedroom. She left something in her room that she told me to go get. She said, hey, look, I forgot something in the room. Go in the room and get that for me. Go get it. And it was no ask. I knew it wasn't a request, right? So I didn't have a choice. And she told me to go get it. Now, remember, I didn't have a choice. I mean, not if I wanted to avoid, you know, a sore behind. So I really didn't. And she stood there. I watched her. She stood there, man. And she watching me. She was watching me and directing me and telling me to go get it. And she said, oh, yeah, go in the room. She said, yeah, go. It's in the room. I don't remember what it was, a scarf or something. But she said, yeah, go in the room. She was there directing me, telling me. She said, go into the room and get it. Now, transparent moment. Now, growing up, I did not like the dark. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Me and the dark, when I was growing up, were not best friends. We were frenemies. I always had to have a night light on or another light on or something, man. I don't know. Never liked the dark as a kid. Now it doesn't bother me. But as a kid, man, I did not like the dark. And the room she was directing me to go into was very dark. Not just dark, but it was very dark. Now, if you're already uncomfortable with the dark and something is already, a room is dark, so I was even more uncomfortable. So she said, go in the room and go get it. But the room that she was telling me to go into was very dark. Remember, I didn't have a choice. The light switch was all the way on the other side of the room. But I didn't have a choice. And I knew I had to go back into the room that she just left and get what she told me. So what I did was this. I ran as fast as I could. And I'm sure I hit my leg on something. To this day, I don't even remember what I hit my leg on. It was so dark. I couldn't tell you what I bumped into running into the room. But I ran into the room as fast as I could and turned on the light and grabbed what she told me to get, and then I left. My point of that story is this. Is it possible that we may be walking away from some things that even our parents left behind? I know we're talking about not leaving anything behind in this year, not letting this year leave out, and we leave something behind. But is it even possible that we may be walking away from some things that even our parents left behind? Our parents could have had some dreams. But is it possible that we are even walking away from some things that the generation that our parents were in, that they left behind? Listen, we have to understand that things occur generationally. If we, what occurred in our parents' generation are some things that did not occur in their parents' generation. Are we walking, and I get it. The world is not perfect. Life is not perfect. There's no pretty bow on the world. It can be ugly sometimes. It can be downright rude. It can be downright mean. But there are some opportunities that are available to us today, and we say, well, our parents didn't have it. But are we walking away from some opportunities that even our parents left behind? There are more people that can have more opportunities now, more access to information. Are we walking away from some things that even our parents left behind? Are we leaving things behind just because we are uncomfortable with what or who may be in the room? Man, I told you I was uncomfortable with the dark coming up. And that room was very dark. I was even more uncomfortable. Are we uncomfortable? I told you, I knew I hit my leg on something. I just didn't know what it was. Are we uncomfortable? Are we leaving things behind because we are uncomfortable with what or who may be in the room? Listen, our parents' legacy lives within us. And the generation before our parents are in us. And the generation before them. And it does not matter if our parents gave us all the support we wanted or not. Let me ask this question. Are we walking away from ourselves? Are we not giving ourselves the attention that we need? Are we not giving ourselves the mental help that we need? Are we not giving ourselves the support verbally with verbal affirmations that we need? Are we saying negative and toxic things about ourselves? Every time you say something toxic and negative about ourselves, we are walking away from ourselves. Are we walking away from ourselves because we didn't get support from the ones we wanted support from? Our parents had dreams. Is it possible they left something behind that they could not finish in their lifetime, and that they could not finish because time ran out? What are we leaving behind? What are we leaving on the table? Is it possible they left something behind that they couldn't finish in their lifetime? That they could not finish because time ran out? All the things they could not see through because they didn't have the support that they needed. What uncomfortable rooms have we shied away from or stood by second-guessing ourselves? Go into the room. I'm going to tell you and say what my grandmother told me. Go into the room. Yeah. Go into the room. If we never go into the room, it won't be just us. It will be another generation second-guessing itself. Because here's this. Here's the trend. Whatever we are too afraid to address, we will teach that same fear to our children. We will teach that same fear to another generation. So it won't just be us not going in that room. It won't just be us second-guessing ourselves. We will teach another generation to second-guess itself. It won't just be us. It will be another generation standing there second-guessing itself. Go into the room. Too many generations have passed by second-guessing themselves. So many opportunities have been missed because people have been second-guessing themselves. Maybe you're listening right now and there's an idea, a dream, a goal, a business, a book Maybe there's a book in you and you're second guessing yourself. Maybe there's a song inside of you and you're second guessing yourself. Maybe there's some new technology in you and you're second guessing yourself. Maybe there's a new venture for you at this stage in your life and you're still trying to do it the way when you were 22. Baby, you're 72 now. You must evolve. Don't second guess yourself, but evolve. Maybe there's some other things inside of you and you are second guessing yourself. Guys, let me tell you something. This week, I had the opportunity to attend a book signing. I did. And it was a really cool book signing, man. Absolutely amazing. I had an opportunity to attend a book signing by a young author. Her name is Darian McKinney. Yeah, Darian McKinney. She wrote a book. The book is entitled, I got it here. The book is entitled, I Affirm That I Am by Darian McKinney. There it is. I Affirm That I Am. Affirmations Through God's Promises. And the book, man, it talks about a lot of positive affirmations. Things we say to ourselves matter. I don't know if you knew it or not, but things that you say to yourself matter. And so the book talks about a lot of positive affirmations that we can say to ourselves. She's on Facebook, guys. You can look up Darian McKinney. She didn't ask me to mention her book. So I'm not getting, this is not a paid endorsement. I'm mentioning the book, guys, because I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was a great book. I began reading it, couldn't put it down. And the reason I make mention of that is because the young lady wrote the book, but that book has been inside her all along. It's been in her. Everything you accomplished, everything you have accomplished was always inside you. Don't second guess yourself. So many businesses have not got started because people second-guessed themselves. So many great ideas never came to fruition because we were second-guessing ourselves. So many chances and things would come, but we were second-guessing ourselves. There are concepts, ideas, and dreams, or new ways of operating. Books are inside of us. If Darian had never reached beyond that, if she never went into that room, this book would still be inside of her. The books the world has never read and songs the world never sang, all sitting there in that room in the dark. If we, listen, all there in the dark. If we want what's in the dark, if we want what the last generation we had, if we want what the generation before them had, if we want what they never got, we've got to go in the room. We got to go in the dark. We got to go where some things are unfamiliar. We got to go where things don't look right. We got to go where things, we have to sometimes second guess things. Don't second guess yourself. You might be unsure of what it is, but don't second guess yourself. We have to be willing to do what others did not. Everything, listen, guys, I get it. Everything in life is not perfect in this world in regards to things like gender equality. But don't stand at the doorway another moment wondering should you go into the room because of your background or because of your culture or because of your ethnicity or gender or your age. Don't you do that. Then listen, they may have left it, but go back and get it. Go into the room. We may have to kind of feel our way in the round a little bit. I remember when I went in the room, I was had my hands in front of me trying to feel the way around. You may have to feel your way around. You may be unsure of what you're bumping into. You might not know what you're touching, but go into the room. You might not know what's in front of you, but go into the room. You may not know what's coming next, but go into the room. You might be uncomfortable, but go into the room. It might scare the hell out of you, but go into the room. It might look strange to others. We may not recognize anything in front of us, but go into the room. Remember, I ain't had no choice. I need some I ain't got no choice people whose back is against the wall, who said I'm tired of leaving stuff in this year. I'm not leaving nothing else in this year. This year is not going to take another opportunity away from me. I ain't got no choice. Man, if you listen to the show, you'll know that I like to read. You know, I'll read almost anything. I love reading. I love all kinds of things to read. And I read something this week, guys, I want to share with you briefly before we get ready to get out of here. Guys, I read something. It's from the Bible. And I get it. There are people listening all around the world, and you may not share the same perspective as others with the Bible. Okay, it's fine. But I read it. And I thought it would fit perfectly for what I'm about to say. So it came out of the Bible in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27. And it says, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hands to do so. Now, this does not mean we keep doing good for people and we let them walk all over us. That's not what that means. It does not mean we allow people to wipe their feet on us. It means don't miss another opportunity to do the right thing for someone else. Don't miss another opportunity to do the right thing even for yourself. Yeah, we're talking about not leaving anything in this year. We're talking about not letting this year leave with other opportunities. Don't miss another opportunity to do the right thing for someone else. Don't miss another opportunity to do the right thing even for yourself. If we can say good things about someone else, say something good about yourself. If you can tell them they did a good job, then tell yourself you did a good job. If you can go out your way and send a text message congratulating someone else, you can congratulate yourself. Some of you know or aware that I wrote a book and I self-published the book. I wrote it and self-published an ebook. That means you download it. It wasn't a physical copy. It's a book that you download. Some of you know that I wrote and self-published an ebook on Amazon. I kid you not, I did. I wrote and self-published an ebook on Amazon. And after a very short time, it became a number one download. Yep, number one. Number one in this genre. Best-selling in its genre. There it is right there. The book that I wrote, self-published on Amazon. It's still available. Always inspired. Practical ways to be inspired through this madness we call life. Some of you know I wrote the book. Some of you don't. Some of you, this is your first time hearing about it. If you want it, guys, here's. You can go use a special link. My Amazon link, or you can scan the QR code. There you are right there. Some of you know I wrote this book, and after a while, it became a number one. I have a best-selling book. Isn't that crazy? It is as well. And my wife asked me, why don't I share about this book more? She said, Travis, why don't you share about your book more? She said, you should share about that. That was a good thing you did. She said, you should share about that more. She said, because you did that. She said, boy, you did that. She said, I don't care what nobody say, man. You did that. Yes, you did. You did that. Sometimes we might have to step back and have some I did that moments. I mean, moments when we get a chance to celebrate and be happy for ourselves about who we are. I did that. Yeah, listen, I'm going to get a t-shirt. And on the back, I'm going to print, I did that. So when somebody asks me, what does it mean? I can tell them what it really means is I encountered something that was supposed to end me, but I survived it. I did that. Maybe you had to raise those children as a single parent with no support. I did that. maybe you had to make a change at a different part in your life that you weren't prepared for. I did that. There are some I did that people listening to this show. You made it through things they said you wouldn't make it through. You got back up when they said there was no get back in you. They said you wouldn't recover, and you recovered. There are some people listening that may have had a drug addiction. You may have had made bad decisions in your life, and you recovered from it, even when no one thought you would recover. I did that. Go ahead and put that in chat. Say it to yourself. Say it in the morning. I did that. Yeah, you might have had to this year. I'm not going to let this year take another I did that moment with me. I'm going to take time, celebrate myself, get my good hand, and pat my own self on the shoulder, pat my own self on the back, and tell myself I did that. Yeah, I did that. Man, the holidays, man, they take on a personality all their own. And no matter if it's Christmas that we celebrate, or Kwanzaa, or the Festival of Lights in India, man, there are the festivities. There's the fun and the people. And, of course, you can't forget the food. There's the food. Now, that is particularly, now that's my favorite part, the food. There's nothing like a table, man, spread out with different types of food spread out over it. There was a time we were preparing the house for the holidays. And you know how when you're preparing the house for the holidays, you kind of clean certain things that haven't been cleaned in a while. You pull out your best dishes and your best tablecloths. Now, I'm not even sure if people still use tablecloths anymore, but my grandmother did. And when we were preparing the house for the holidays and for the received guests, she had this tablecloth that she liked to use. But before she would spread the tablecloth out, she would tell us to clear the table. And then she told us if we clear it, then we can have some of whatever she placed on it. Now, I'm not stupid. I knew it was holiday season. My grandmother made some of the best homemade German chocolate cakes, coconut cakes, pound cakes. She had ham, turkey dressing, you name it, man. And she said, you clear the table, you can have some of what she's about to put on the table. Now, I was grabbing, man, and if you know me, I love to eat. I was grabbing everything my arms could carry. I mean, I'm trying to clear the table. I'm trying to get everything I can get my hands in. I was reaching for everything I could get my hands on because this chance may not come around again. We are not guaranteed that moments will repeat themselves. So we have to grab everything we can while it is here. We spent too many days and too many hours and too many seconds to leave behind anything this time. Almost 32 million seconds occur in 1 year. I spent too much time wasting to leave anything on the table this time. Not another year will leave, and I'm going to leave an opportunity on the table. Not another year will leave. It's going to leave something, leave with something of mine in its hand. We spent too much days and too many hours and minutes and seconds to leave anything behind. Clear the table. Don't leave anything behind this time. Don't leave another opportunity behind you because of where you were born or because of your culture or ethnicity or gender or how they see you or any education differences or age. Don't leave another chance to change your life on the table. Don't leave another chance to improve your life by distancing yourselves from toxic relationships and toxic words on the table. Listen, guys, on December the 5th, I recently turned 54 on December the 5th. Thank you. Happy birthday. Thank you. That's a total of 19,723 days. I don't know how many days that is for you based on your age, but I do know whatever your age is, you've already spent too many days leaving something on the table. If you have to drag it into another year, go get it and take it. If you have to make several trips to get it, go get it. But don't leave anything on the table. Go on. Clear the table. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.